From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president hints at retaliation for the Syrian chemical attack. President Donald Trump Wednesday denounced the Syrian regime's latest alleged chemical weapons attack as an affront to humanity and warned it would not be tolerated. Speaking alongside Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House news conference, he was asked if the Syrian attack on the population in Idlib province crossed the so-called red line, sometimes meant to mark whether or not some sort of action will be taken.
It crossed a lot of lines for me. When you kill innocent children, innocent babies, little babies, with a chemical gas that is so lethal, people were shocked to hear what gas it was. That crosses many, many lines, beyond a red line, many, many lines.
The U.S. president did not lay out any details how the U.S. would respond to the killings. Meanwhile, the U.N. Security Council held an emergency meeting to discuss the Syrian attack.
In his comments, British U.N. Ambassador Matthew Rycroft called out Russia for its repeated veto of U.N. resolutions, which would have condemned Syrian use of chemical weapons and called for meaningful sanctions. Vetoes, he maintains, have caused suffering.
So let me close by asking Russia, what is your plan? What is your plan to stop these horrific, senseless attacks? We had a plan, and we had the support, and you rejected it to protect Assad. It's time now for you to stop blocking and start helping by joining Security Council consensus. Our draft resolution condemns this attack and calls for consequences.
VOA's Jeff Custer reporting from Washington. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Just a day before a scheduled U.S.-China summit in Florida, North Korea Wednesday launched what is thought to be a medium-range ballistic missile into waters off the North Korean coast. VOA's Brian Patton is in Seoul, Korea.
Early this morning, both the U.S. and South Korea reported that North Korea launched a KN-15 medium-range ballistic missile. North Korea has been testing ballistic missiles almost on a biweekly basis for the last year. There's a lot of strategy going on. There are defensive measures going on. And what we're continuing to see here is a buildup of military resources and arsenals on both sides of the Korean border.
VOA's Brian Patton in Seoul. At least seven people are dead after a car bomb exploded outside of a coffee shop in the Somali capital of Mogadishu Wednesday. Witnesses and officials say a car packed with explosives was deliberately parked outside the newly opened shop, located near offices that house the Ministries of Internal Security and Youth and Sports. Abda Fatah Omar Halani, spokesman for the Mogadishu administration, confirmed the casualties. Witnesses said the explosion shook buildings in the area. No claim of responsibility is yet for the attack, but the Al-Qaeda-linked extremist group Al-Shabaab has carried out similar attacks in the past. Russia's State Investigative Committee says it has arrested six Central Asian men in St. Petersburg on suspicion of aiding terrorist activities just 2 days after a deadly attack on a crowded subway train in that city. The group is accused of recruiting other men from Central Asian republics to join Islamic State and other extremist groups since 2015, but the committee issued a statement saying no evidence has been uncovered linking the group to the bombing that killed 14 people and left dozens more injured 2 days ago. India rejects a more proactive role for the United States between India and Pakistan, the rivals whose long-running dispute over Kashmir has often raised international concern and fears of a conflict between the nuclear-armed neighbors. New Delhi's sharp response came after the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, said earlier this week that the U.S. would try to find its place in efforts to diffuse tensions between the South Asian rivals. Germany has threatened to slap social media companies with huge fines if they don't act quickly enough to remove hate speech from their websites. Chancellor Angela Merkel's cabinet Wednesday approved a measure that would fine websites like Facebook and Twitter up to $55 million if they don't do enough to censor comments that violate German speech law.
That's the latest world news from VOA.